I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the freshest and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere that you find your podcast. Guys, this is the Mia Made It series. We're here to cover the WWE premium live event, the Royal Rumble for 2024. And guys, this kicks off the road to WrestleMania. Sorry, I'm a little excited. It's been a little while since we've done this. Not me, though. Mia, welcome back.
Hey, guys.
All right, guys, we're back. So let's talk about... there's a lot to talk about, actually. We have two Royal Rumble matches. We have two title matches, right? We have a Fatal 4-Way. We have 60 competitors that we're going to talk about. But do we know... more or less who is in the Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
In each one we do?
Mm-hmm.
So as we know right now, we know there's a handful of men in the men's Royal Rumble that have been announced. And in the women's Royal Rumble, there hasn't been very many, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so for the women's Royal Rumble, we're expecting or at least anticipating a few returns, right?
Yeah.
You want to talk about a couple of the returns? Or who are we expecting, or who are you excited, or... because I know, if you want me to go off, you know who I'm going to talk about. You know who I want to talk about.
Yeah.
So, let me allow you to talk about who you think, or who you're ready to return, and then we'll talk about
for
who I want to.
Women?
Yeah, right? Women, men, I mean, just wherever you want to take it.
Well, AJ Lee... it's been a very big name thrown out there. Trish Stratus is another one.
Trish.
Who else? Alexa is another one. Carmella. And then the talk of the moment, Sasha.
That's what I want to talk about. So that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Sasha coming back. Do you think Sasha's coming back? There's been rumors that she's going to go to AEW. There's been rumors that she's going to come back to the WWE. She's not going to New Japan. She's not going back to Japan. Probably not, right?
No.
Okay, so what do you think's gonna happen? Do you think Sasha comes back? Do you think AJ comes back? Out of those people that you expect, or you've been reading all of the dirt sheets, who do you think, or what do you think's gonna happen?
I think Sasha's gonna come back.
You think it's set?
I think so, because, again, I don't know if it could be fake, what I saw, but the whole thing got leaked, the people.
Uh-huh.
And number 30 was highlighted and it had Sasha's name and then said runner up.
What?
Or something like that. It was it had the winner on there or something. I think only the men's thing.
So as we know, the idea of Sasha Banks has been heavily flirted with probably over the last especially ramping up over the last couple weeks, right?
Yeah.
I know you're real involved in the dirt sheets. You follow all the WWE news and stuff like that. I don't as much. That's why we have Mia here. That's why she is the brand of this series of the WWE premium live events, because, you know, she knows all things WWE. So as far as Sasha, what are some of the other things that... that we've seen that makes us think that she might come back? Didn't they update her profile?
Yeah, WWE on the 6th, they updated her profile on the WWE network. They also on Spotify, whenever she left WWE, her theme song
was
taken off, and they added the Mercedes Moné theme song. Now you can't find the Mercedes Moné theme song on any streaming platform, and you can't, and now they put her old theme song back.
Sorry,
but you can't listen to it yet.
Really?
And it also says new version by it, and all this stuff. Same thing they did with CM Punk whenever CM Punk was coming back.
Same thing they did with CM Punk. So a lot of the similarities. So one thing that I was surprised about with the CM Punk return was the way that they did it wasn't a surprise as much as they kind of told you what was going to happen. They set it up. You know, Survivor Series was in Chicago. They updated his profile on the WWE page. They updated his music, put it out. They updated his YouTube page on WWE, added his matches back. Have you checked that? Have they added any Sasha matches on the WWE YouTube?
I'm not on WWE YouTube right now.
I guess that would be something interesting. I like Royal Rumble Day because there's a lot of things that superstars do leading up to the Royal Rumble, especially people that aren't in the WWE but hope to come back.
Yeah.
They usually try to get the attention of like the WWE higher ups and stuff like that. Like, hey, we want to come back, you know, bring us back. I know you've gotten wrapped up into a lot of it. Talk about some of the superstars that you've seen recently that have either tweeted things or shared on Instagram or commented. I know how easy it is to get wrapped up into all of that. So how does that go?
Well, there was a Japan superstar who, I think his name's Okada. He's rumored to be here tonight.
Okada.
A thing about him and Mercedes, that their talks didn't completely go through. Like, they had no interest bringing them to the WWE. Same thing they did with CM Punk. Guys, I've caught on to y'all's ways. And then
13 years old, and she already caught on. Keep going.
Then Matt Cardona.
Woo, woo, woo.
He's
you
been
know
breaking
it.
My heart recently.
Matt Cardona does it every year, though, and you'll learn that until he finally does get brought back one day. I imagine he's going to do it. So Matt Cardona will be one to watch out. Hopefully he does come back, because, I mean, to see the new Matt Cardona compared to Zack Ryder when he left would be pretty interesting. And then to see him and Chelsea Green in the WWE would be cool, too. So, who else? Anybody else?
Then MJF. He just left AEW. He hasn't re-signed his contract. His contract ended earlier in January, and he came out and said, I have not re-signed my contract. He's been taken off the roster, all this stuff.
I'm glad that you brought up MJF, because recently on the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast page on Facebook, we posted about a connection that you had made between Cody Rhodes and MJF. You want to talk about that? About the Instagram, the face. Well, what was it on?
Instagram.
On Instagram.
And it could just be I'm delusional, and I want it. But
we can all be hopeful at this point.
But
the road to WrestleMania is a year for optimism.
But he was
and hope.
When Cody was in AEW, or like when he was in New Japan, he had did that and. MJF went and copied it.
So he had taken a picture where he had a list of things that he
wanted to do.
Things he wanted to accomplish, and he had his hands folded on top of the paper or on top of each other, one on top of the other. MJF recently posted a picture copying that, right? Or when was that?
Or that photo was back when, like, a long time ago when Cody was in AEW, but Cody went and just reposted it.
Oh, okay.
And did it again. That's why I'm like, okay. Nobody else caught on to that. Everybody's like, oh, it's just him being on the WWE cover.
Yeah.
But like, that's what they do. They copy each other all the time, MJF and Cody.
Okay. I mean, dude, that would be insane. That would be crazy. If MJF showed up to the Royal Rumble, I don't think I've seen anybody at all, even mention that or...
I have
like theologically put that together. So shout out to you. Shout out to you. Hopefully MJF does enter the Royal Rumble tonight. That would be pretty cool. You know, every year you can probably imagine you're going to see somebody like Michelle McCool, you know, maybe a Booker T.
Oh, about that. Apparently Michelle McCool and Undertaker are supposed to be in the Royal Rumble.
I have heard that The Undertaker is flirting with the idea of making one more, you know what I mean?
Along he wants with to Hulk try Hogan again. As well. like he said on Raw.
I was going to say, talk about that part right there. On Raw, Hulk Hogan had, he had hinted proclaimed.
Yeah, he said that, he said, you'll never know who's going to show up in the Royal Rumble. And he pointed at himself to and then it went off.
To be fair, he did look extremely shredded in that promo that he was cutting.
Yeah.
He did look like he had lost a few years, like in the sense that he had, you know, aged backwards a little bit, as much as he could. You know what I mean? He still is an old guy. I mean, his prime was way back then. But hey, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. One thing that I've been seeing, one pattern that a lot of people are making comments on this Royal Rumble is that they're saying it might be the greatest. Like, for you know, sure. ever.
With all the returns,
they're saying it has potential to be the best of all time.
And thank you to Triple H for that, because if it wasn't for Triple H taking over, it would have been very predictable like last year.
So let's talk about that right there before we go into anything else. The fact that last year when Triple H took over, it was right before the Royal Rumble, right?
Yeah.
So it was literally, he had maybe a month and a half, 2 months at the most, maybe. No, I think that was about it. And he took over, so they didn't really have plans for last year's WrestleMania, making it one of the most predictable Royal Rumbles. I'm sorry, I said WrestleMania. For Royal Rumble, making it one of the most predictable ones probably ever. You know, so this year they've had an entire year to prepare it, an entire year to get the storytelling right, and they've done a good job. Let's talk about the fact that Royal Rumble kicks off the road to WrestleMania, you know, and this is the best time for wrestling all across the board, whether it be AEW, whether it be WWE, whether it be NXT, everybody picks it up around this time. Everybody gets ready for, you know, April, and that's when WrestleMania is. The storytelling dramatically gets better. The matches get better. It's like everybody goes from going 85 miles an hour to like 120 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So we look forward to this time of year every year. I can't believe it's already here.
Yeah.
It feels like last year's WrestleMania was just yesterday. And here we are. You know, what pay-per-views come after this?
Elimination Chamber,
and that's it?
It's Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, then WrestleMania.
This oh, yeah, because 3 weeks. I mean, 3 months.
Third year of wrestling.
Speaking of, this is your 10th episode, is it not? Oh, no.
No. My 12th episode. It's my 1 year anniversary
on the podcast. This is your 1 year anniversary on the podcast. Hold up. Shout out. Cue the applause. Shout out to Mia. Congratulations, Mia. 1 full year on the podcast. This is her 12th episode, meaning last year you started with the Royal Rumble, right? That was your first episode?
My first episode.
That's cool. That's cool. I almost forgot about that. We went 13 minutes into the podcast, and we didn't talk about that. So how does it feel to have completed one entire year recording on the podcast, publishing on Spotify at only 13 years old? Next year, your podcast career will literally be the same age as you, 13 yeah. episodes in.
I don't know what to say about it, but all I know is that I just thought it was going to be a one-time thing and that I was never going to do it again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, has it been something that you've enjoyed?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah?
Like, I've told a lot of my friends about it, and a lot of my friends listen to it, and they like to, like, whenever, like, they're arguing with someone, they'll be like, oh, well, my friend's on a podcast, and you're not.
So, speaking of friends, and I hear there's a lot of your friends who want a shout-out on the podcast.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Let's get these shout-outs out of the way. Shout-out to Abel. Shout-out to Abel always listening, of course, because he's somebody who listens to every episode. Let me shout out Brandon. Let me shout out the Gifted and Gorgeous girls. Go ahead and shout out True. Y'all go follow me on Spotify at DIG and on Rumble at Designed I Gifted. All right, Mia, go ahead.
And my favorite teacher, Coach Guerra.
Shout out to Londo.
Yeah, he told me yesterday that I had to give him a shout out because he's my favorite.
Shout out to Londo. Londo, thank you for listening. Hey, man, neither of us got what we wanted this year. The Cowboys didn't go to the Super Bowl. Eagles didn't go to the Super Bowl. We're both miserable.
The Packers didn't go either.
The Packers didn't go to the Super Bowl. Mia was rooting for Jordan Love. I know, how could she? It's, you know, betrayal, you know, treasonous. But anyways, let's get back to wrestling. Let's talk about wrestling. Is there anybody else you want to shout out? Shout out to Addie.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Adelina and Ava.
Shout out to Adelina.
For, like, both of them being, like, my biggest supporters. And also along with Jordan and Adrian.
And shout out to AJ, too.
Oh, yeah. And AJ.
Shout out to A2J. Y'all go follow him on Spotify. He just made a new Spotify recently, A2J. Y'all can follow him at The Shake Zone on Facebook. But, all right. Back to wrestling. What do you want to talk about first? You want to talk about Logan Paul and you want to talk about KO? You want to talk about the Fatal 4-Way, get straight into the meat of it, and you want to talk about Roman, LA, Randy Orton, and who's the fourth one?
AJ.
AJ Styles. Man, AJ Styles has really... Man. I know he's almost on his way out, but... Or do you want to talk about the... We'll talk about that in a little bit. or do you want to talk about the Women's Royal Rumble?
Let's talk about the... KO and Logan first, because we Perfect. All know who's gonna win that match.
Perfect,
already.
Because you already know where I'm riding. This is gonna be a short little segment for everybody that's listening. You guys can comment on the official Facebook page. Y'all can comment on Spotify. Let us know who you think's gonna win, Logan Paul KO. You guys already know who we're going with. At least you know who I'm going with. I'm going with Logan, the United States champion. I'm trying to see Logan Paul and Austin Theory. So.
Exactly, Logan Paul, because a Canadian winning the U.S. championship, guys, just
Get
doesn't
out.
Work like that.
Get out. No, but...
Love my Canadians, though.
Yeah, for sure. Ryan. Shout out to Canada, though. We have a lot of listeners listening to our music in Canada. Get out of here. We love you. But no, shout out to Canada. Shout out to the U.K. as well. And shout out to Germany. But, okay, so Mexico also. So, yeah, KO... Logan Paul, United States Championship. Shout out to KO. I know A2J is rooting for KO. He wants KO to win. He thinks he's one of the best, or the greatest United States champion, you know, ever. I get it. I understand. But, you know, Logan Paul's a megastar. He's the social media megastar. So I don't think he's done yet. I hope he's not done yet. I hope that it's not just, it wasn't just a month-long title run. I don't want to see that be the case. He already tried to go take on Roman. Let him hold that title for a little longer. If he does lose, I'll be disappointed. But I hope it means he's going straight either for a tag team championship or to go face Gunther or something, you know. But I don't want to see Logan lose a championship and just disappear off of WWE TV. He's too good.
Too good.
He's too good. I don't know what he's pursuing outside of wrestling. You know, he might be acting. He might still be doing boxing. He has his podcast. He has Prime, stuff like that. But I hope he sticks with wrestling, because I've said it and I'll say it again. I think if Logan Paul sticks around wrestling for 10 years even, you know, even if it's on and off-ish the way Brock Lesnar kind of does. But if he sticks to it full time for 8-10 years, I think he'd go down as somebody like The Rock.
Hall of
somebody,
Famer material.
Yeah, somebody like John Cena.
And I think, like, Logan Paul, he won't just get, like, put into the Hall of Fame because he's, like, a big, like, name. It's because, like, he's actually, like, a good wrestler. Like, if you asked me, I think he's the best, like, pop star they put in WWE.
Oh, yeah. Best celebrity celebrity athlete / entertainer that has ever stepped foot. And that's because Bad Bunny
is a great wrestler. I like Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny had really set the bar high for celebrity entertainers. And Logan Paul's not just a celebrity entertainer. It's like he always talks about it. He's everything. Literally. He's one of everything. He's an athlete. He's a celebrity. He's an entertainer. He's an entrepreneur, businessman. Name it. You know what I'm saying? And you keep that around for 10 years and that dude's going to be legitimate. And like you said, he has the in-ring work. He is that good of an athlete to where he picked it up in his first event was what, SummerSlam or was it WrestleMania?
His first event, like, ever.
WrestleMania, right? With WrestleMania. With The Miz.
Yeah, because that's when I didn't like him at the time.
He killed it.
When I first started watching.
He killed it. Second event, killed it. third event, killed it. He's just been delivering consistently. Can you move that mouse for me? Yeah, the screen turned off, but he's been killing it completely and totally. So we're rooting for Logan. I am. Your pick?
Logan all the way.
Logan for the United States Championship. Next match that we got. Okay. This is going to be difficult to choose, or maybe it's not. Maybe you might be able to make the decision for us, but we have two Royal Rumble matches to talk about, and we have a Fatal 4-Way match to talk about. All three going to be exciting to talk about, going to be, you know, in-depth to talk about. Do you want to go with the second title match first, or do you want to get into the two Royal Rumble matches and do the title match last?
Let's do the Fatal 4-Way first.
Smart. I like that. That's
Royal Rumble. I like that. Take longer.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, so the Fatal 4-Way. I was thinking the same thing. Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, AJ Styles, LA Knight. You have LA Knight just competed for a championship recently. You have AJ Styles on the last run of his career, and you have Randy Orton coming back from
a year off,
looking probably, arguably better than ever as far as like physique wise. In ring, looks a little nervous about the back. Not like really. He's still delivering RKOs and everything like that, but he looks like he just came back from a year off. You know what I mean? In the sense that he's a little not as explosive. So, and then Roman Reigns, the tribal chief, the head of the table. Does he continue? Does the reign get stopped by LA Knight, AJ Styles, Randy Orton? If you ask me, do you want me to just answer first?
Yeah.
It's going to be Roman, I think. I don't think it ends here. I don't think Randy's going to do it. I think if Randy is going to do it, it's going to be in a one-on-one. And but Randy Orton's going for 15.
That's what going I for was Ric
Flair's
thinking.
Record.
But like,
but do you was, do it now?
I was going for AJ because I like AJ Styles. He's one of the first wrestlers I started liking. But I think Randy's gonna. But like, I've been watching for almost 3 years already, and I've been proved wrong so many times when it comes to Roman. Like, way too many times. So I think Roman's walking out champ, and he's losing WrestleMania. If he doesn't lose at WrestleMania, I'm going to stop going against him. I will acknowledge Roman Reigns as the tribal chief if he wins at WrestleMania against whoever.
Man, whether it be Cody, whether it be CM Punk, whether it be Gunther, whether it be Damian. So, I just saw recently, before we talk about AJ, before we talk about LA Knight, I saw recently that Roman Reigns just passed, it just moved to number 4 all time in longest reigns in WWE history.
I thought he was the longest reign.
No, hell no, no. Somebody, Bruno Sammartino, I think, has 2,072 days. Hulk Hogan is the next two spots on that list with 1,474 and 14 something or 17 or I don't know what it was. They might both be in the 14s. And if they are both in the 14s.
Guys, honestly.
Guys, prepare for your tribal chief to be the champion. Not only till WrestleMania, but possibly till SummerSlam, till Royal Rumble next year, till Elimination Chamber or Survivor Series. Like, he's going to go and break that 1,500. He will. I'm just going to say it here. I'm going to call my shot. He's going 1,500 days. I'm sorry. If anybody's upset about that, he's not going to break 2,000, but he is going to break 1,500. He is going to be the second most all time, the second longest reigning champion all time. He's going to pass Hulk Hogan. That's my prediction. I'm going with Roman. I'm sorry. I can't back off of it now. It just is what it is. I guess the segment over.
Man, it's not even like Roman. Ever since I started watching, he's been champ, and I keep on thinking like, oh, it's so like dry, it's so crunchy already, but like I don't want to see him lose the title is the thing, because like I know once he loses it, he's leaving. He's like going like to Hollywood or something. He's not.
Oh yeah.
He's not staying.
Yeah.
But well, oh, I forgot what I was going to say.
So let's talk about the fact that it's talk about the fact that his title run has gotten quote dry and quote crunchy. So because a lot of people say that's a common theme right now. Is a lot of people have said they're not really doing anything. He's not coming out on TV. What I think they're doing is they're just stacking days. They're stacking days. They're buying time. They have other stories that are popping off. They have the Judgment Day. They have Cody. They have CM Punk. They have so many other things right now that are they have Mommy on Monday Night Mommy, like Dominic, Tom and Nick Mysterio with R-Truth. Like, come on, man. Damian Priest, Senor Money in the Bank. They're letting Roman stack those days, and I think they're gonna allow him to stack them until, like I said, WrestleMania. If he pulls it out, they're gonna go get those 1500 days, because if he gets to Royal Rumble, that's 90 more days. 1200, he might get to 1300, close to 1400, you know, before the end of this year, the calendar year for, you know, WrestleMania being in April. I'm convinced that he's gonna do it. But okay, so dry and crunchy, his storyline. Let's go back to that. There's still so much to do.
Yeah.
All they have to do is put the Bloodline story back in the front where the Judgment Day is, and they start pushing the Jay versus Jimmy versus Solo.
No, have Jay versus Jimmy
versus Solo versus Roman. You know what I mean? Have a fatal four-way between all four of them. Add The Rock into that. The Rock hasn't even gotten in.
He's probably going to be in the Rumble tonight.
I would love to see. That would be crazy. That would be crazy because he just took over at the head of the table for TKO. If he put himself in the Royal Rumble, that would be insane. But I would like to see Roman beat The Rock.
Really?
And retain his championship.
Well, I don't think it'll be a championship match. I have a feeling it'll be like, say, like, for example, not saying it's going to happen. For example, like, night one of WrestleMania, he fights Cody, right? Loses to Cody. Next night at WrestleMania, he fights The Rock in, like, what he had at SummerSlam with Jay. Trial by combat.
Nah. It needs to be like... But that's the thing, is you're basically putting me in between a rock and a hard place, between choosing Cody Rhodes finishing the story at WrestleMania or Roman continuing and us seeing more history and probably seeing history that I don't think we're ever going to see again. The Rock, everything he wasn't better than Stone Cold. He wasn't better than Ric Flair. Wasn't better than Shawn Michaels. You know what I mean? Like, The Rock's great. One of the greatest of all time. One of the biggest, probably, icon on the face of the earth right now. After him and Donald Trump at this point. Like, you know, the two biggest names probably in the world. Like, so, I don't think he needs it. I don't think he would need to be the person to beat Roman.
You know
what I mean? Yeah, so, I think Roman would need it more.
For sure.
For it to be... Because when you saw The Rock come back recently, he shredded.
For sure.
Like, he belongs on TV now, like, in the WWE. He was working on his promos, you could tell. You know, he no longer had it written on his on his forearm. You know what I mean? He delivered the promo. He did the, if you smell? Like, he really hit it, unlike the first time when he was back. Like, a lot of things have changed. If Roman beats this Rock... And it's for the belt, and Roman keeps the belt, and he...
Without cheating?
No, he would have to cheat. Undoubtedly. There's no way Roman that he beats him one-on-one.
Roman can't win without cheating.
That Superman punch ain't gonna beat The Rock. I'm sorry. He's gonna have to spear The Rock, like, four times.
For sure.
Literally. Like, that's and they're gonna have crazy. To, like, triple power bomb him. Like, they're gonna have to, like... He's gonna have to get the Bloodline back. He's gonna have to have Ava turn on The Rock. Like, it's gonna have to get crazy, bro. It's gonna have to get wild. Like, I'm sorry, but... It would be a great story, and that's easily a year's worth of storytelling. You know what I'm saying? Right now, they're stacking the days. If he wins at WrestleMania, that's 1,400 or 1,350, 1340, whatever, they could easily get that 15.
Easily.
So, guys, keep in mind, is it Roman or is it going to be LA Knight, AJ Styles, Randy Orton? You said you wanted AJ. What do you think the chances are for LA?
I don't think they're going to give it to AJ.
Me either.
Just because like he's like a fan favorite, like that would be a possibility, but if they're going to give it to him, there's no way they're going to have him like three of the greatest of all times plus a superstar who's like
just popping
right now, like,
yeah.
AJ Styles, Roman Reigns, Randy.
AJ's respected in every area company. Of the business, every company. Roman Reigns, we just finished talking about him.
Not by Nico, though.
Randy. Shout out to Nico. Hey, Nico has a fight today.
Oh, yeah. He just had one.
Where does he fight?
San Antonio.
He does MMA.
No, Corpus.
Yeah. Guys, we're going to be talking about my sister's boyfriend does MMA. He does mixed.
Two years from now, he's possibly could be getting a UFC tryout. With how good he's doing right now.
Let's go. So shout out to Nico Munoz. You guys go follow him on Facebook. Go follow wherever y'all can follow him. Follow the career because he's putting in the work. We're going to be following it eventually. We're going to be talking about him. We'll interview him, especially if he gets that UFC tryout. You know, hey, there's no telling, guys. Balfurias is the place to be. But anyways, so we're talking about, before you said Nico, AJ Styles, respected across every company. Randy Orton, possibly the greatest wrestler of all time.
All time.
Roman Reigns, the greatest champion, longest reigning champion, gonna be second longest reigning of all time. And LA Knight, who... Do you feel like LA Knight's buzz is kind of dying a little bit?
A little bit, because,
did it seem that way yesterday?
Yeah, because, like, I don't...
Cause I felt like he delivered a pretty good promo, and people were just like,
right? The only thing they do is the, yeah...
I was gonna say, like, even the yeah wasn't really that like powerful, and I think that's why they didn't give him the championship,
because it's like he's the flavor of the month, like
exactly
Roman said,
exactly. And that's crazy because it was a big movement what they were doing. It like the yeah like it was huge, but it seems it died a little bit. Yeah, it seems like, that maybe Roman was right.
Compared to like when we went in like Corpus pressed like
early,
to now,
yeah.
it died off.
Yeah, because Corpus was his first pop, right? Like that was his third time on the main roster coming out, and that was the first explosion for him. Like people knew, third or fourth. I don't remember exactly which one it was, but that's crazy because LA Knight, I guess they know what they're talking about at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because don't get me wrong, you strap that rocket, move that mouse again because the screen turned off. You strap that rocket on LA Knight, he makes a good champion. You build some good stories for a year. You don't go 1,500 days with LA Knight.
No way.
Yeah.
I think like...
Shout out Roman though. He's been, you know, did it with coming back from leukemia. You know, and came back to create the probably best gimmick
ever,
the Tribal Chief. It's crazy, guys. That was a good one. So, you were gonna say?
I was gonna say about the Fatal 4-Way. Just watch like Damian comes out at the bro. Put himself into the Royal Rumble. He's already the tag team champion and Money in the Bank winner. What? How much more does he want?
Are we gonna see Senor 3 belts?
Stop it.
So that's cool. I mean, I think Damian, I've said it, I'll say it again, I think Damian is going to be a dark horse. There's a possibility that he doesn't cash in his championship.
I don't think
at least
so.
Not on Roman.
The only thing Triple H is bad at is booking men, what's called it, Money in the Banks, because last year Austin, we were so sure he was gonna win it, and then was that Vince or was that Triple H?
Yeah, Vince.
Forget Vince.
Austin. We won't go there. Not on this episode. This is a family friendly podcast.
Don't my thing.
So Vince was ready to make Theory triple champ. Like, he was ready to give him the entire industry. Theory was going to be that dude at 25 years old. He was next. Whenever Vince left the first time, Theory was, hey, you're going to have to put the work in. You're going to have to earn it, everything like that. I think they saw that as an opportunity to build people cashing in on mid-card titles. Maybe. Yeah,
that, 'cause that was a new rule.
Like, yeah, that they just established.
Money in the Bank can be cashed in anywhere, any title.
Yeah. It's gonna be interesting because I don't see him cashing in on anybody.
Me either.
But I do think that Damian Priest is a star. I hear Ian playing the piano in the next room, so we gotta start wrapping this thing up. But I think that Damian Priest is a star. I think he's a legitimate star. They're building him slowly. They're letting that thing burn slowly, and it's working. I think a lot of people are starting to see Damian Priest as a bigger star than LA Knight.
For sure.
He may not get the reactions, but he's being built properly. They're doing it the right way, and that Judgment Day gimmick is amazing.
Judgment Day is probably my favorite right now.
That is a great gimmick.
Besides Damage Control and Legado.
Shout out to Damage Control. I love Damage Control. I think that's we'll talk about that here in a second.
Yeah,
but
let's see.
Randy Orton, AJ Styles, LA Knight, Roman Reigns.
Roman.
Guys, I'm sorry.
It's Roman Reigns.
I'm sorry. It's going to be Roman. He's going to break 1,500 days. He has been champion that long for a reason. It's not just because, oh, we can't find anybody else to give the belt to.
There's too many people that can.
The dude's money, man. Long term, how old is he?
37.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dude could do it for 4 more years. Like, he could just keep the title and just, like, it's crazy. I mean, yes, the storytelling is stale, but I legitimately think that the storytelling is only stale because there's so much going on elsewhere. You know what I'm saying? So, I think Roman's a great champion for the occasion.
Yeah.
Shit, look at what Gunther's doing. Gunther's almost at, like, what, 700 days as champ?
Bro, they've been calling him the longest reigning champ when he hasn't even passed that yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
The Miz real. Is the longest reigning champion ever. And Gunther was only a couple days behind, and they're like, he's the longest reigning. Guys, justice for the Miz, bro.
There has been very few stories that were like mid-card stories that really caught my attention. Gunther and the Miz was one of my favorite of 2023.
My favorite.
Yeah, because I was legitimately thinking that was going to be the day that they were going to rebuild the Miz, turn him into a legitimate contender again.
Well, they are rebuilding him.
I hope so, because The Miz is one of my... He still might be... I don't know. We're going to do the top 10, our top 10 list
soon
again.
He's in my top
again.
10 now.
Yeah, The Miz is definitely my top 10, but he's up there in the top 3 for sure. He's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, and to see him as a legitimate contender, first 2-time Grand Slam champion, you know, at one point he was the only, if not still... The only 2-time Grand Slam.
I want to be like The Miz when I get older, guys.
Man, dude has a lot of credentials, doesn't get a lot of respect, and he's been in a clown position for a long time. And if he would have beaten Gunther, that would have been really...
And the crowd's starting to love him.
That would have been one of my favorite memories as a wrestling fan, to have seen The Miz be rebuilt that way by taking out such a formidable opponent. But Gunther's championship run is legendary. We're seeing long title runs by legitimate champions, and it's cool. So, again, Roman, I think, is going to win. Logan, I think, is going to win for the 2 title matches.
Logan and Roman for mine, too.
So, we got the Royal Rumble. We got the men's, and we got the women. Not very many people have been announced from, right?
Yeah.
You want to talk about who has been announced from?
Let me grab my phone.
I was going to say, I have them on my phone too.
You want me to read them out?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, this is just like, it's all like mixed up. So, We have Bianca Belair, Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, Gunther, Damian Priest, Kofi Kingston, Shinsuke Nakamura, Cody Rhodes, Becky Lynch, CM Punk, Austin Theory, Santos Escobar, and Jimmy Uso.
Okay, so those are the people that have been announced for the Royal Rumble. As everybody knows, there's going to be a lot of different people. There's going to be a lot of different people involved. There's going to be a lot of different people coming back. You know, a lot of the roster, Chelsea Green's probably going to be in there. You know, different people like that. A lot of the mid-carders. We don't necessarily know right now. We don't necessarily know who's going to be in it completely, but we know CM Punk's going to be in there. We know Becky's going to be in there. We know Bobby's going to be in there.
Man, I still can't believe CM Punk's back.
CM Punk? Isn't it crazy, right? Like, to know that just a few years ago, we were watching him in AEW. You know, the whole media scrum happened where he, you know, told off the reporters and, you know, got kicked out of AEW again. And here we are. And here we are. He's back. Cody's back. Can't wait for MJF to show up. I hope Britt eventually one day shows up. Man. You know what I mean? Tony, you can come on back. Like, it's just, I mean.
I'm so excited for
this. We are seeing. I've been hearing that we're seeing the best wrestling ever.
Yeah.
Like, better than the Attitude Era, better than the Golden Years, better than the Ruthless Aggression. Like, this might be the best time for wrestling ever.
Yeah.
And talent-wise, I definitely agree. Match-wise, maybe not so much. Maybe. Because some of the matches are very ballet.
Yeah.
As compared to back then when it was more like brute and it was more like physical. But respect, you know what I mean? They put their bodies on the line the entire year. They're doing matches almost every day. You know, I would find the easiest way to do it too. You know what I mean? Less impact on the body. You know, it's still the same. There's still the big spots where people go through tables, etc. But hopefully right now on the road to WrestleMania, again, the physicality amps up. It makes for better TV. You know, as we know, at the end of WrestleMania, some people get time off, stuff like that. But we'll see what happens. Out of the people that are in the Royal Rumble, is there anybody that you legitimately are rooting for?
I think, man,
because I don't think I have.
For the women,
well, it's difficult. I'll talk about the men here in a little bit. Go ahead and talk about the women's.
For, like, the women.
Because there's two people, obviously, everybody's going to be looking at for the men.
For the men.
Cody and CM Punk.
Cody and CM Punk. But for, like, the women, it's either, I have, like, three options for the women.
Go ahead.
Liv Morgan, if she comes back, because I have been rooting for Liv Morgan. Becky Lynch and Bayley. Like,
we didn't even talk about Bayley, but yeah, Bayley's going to be one, too.
But, like, I'd love to see Becky win the Royal Rumble, because she just fought Nia Jax recently. And the last time Nia broke Becky's face, she came in and won the whole thing, went to go main event WrestleMania. Also, guys, go read Becky Lynch's book, The Becky Lynch, The Man, Not Your Average Girl. I've been wanting to get that book. But Becky Lynch versus Rhea is what I want to see. Is I want Becky to win the Royal Rumble, and I want her to go against Rhea and take that title from her.
So, okay, so it looks like from what I... Unless Jade Cargill enters the Royal Rumble and, like, just wins it, you know what I mean? Which is honestly what I want to see happen, because I want to see her... I would like to see her and Rhea at WrestleMania. Yeah, or her and Io, or her and Charlotte, if Charlotte ever... Or whatever the case may be, like, Jade Cargill's money, but I don't think she's going to come probably enter the scene until after WrestleMania. I don't think they're just going to insert her.
If they insert her in the Royal Rumble, like you said before we started recording, it's going to be like she comes in at like number two or something, have a whole like Gunther thing, get eliminated by number 30.
That could be cool. That could be cool, because number 30 could be like a return, like Sasha or like something like that.
Or
Trish. I'm just kidding.
Somebody, I haven't shut up about this to my friends. AJ Lee coming back to WWE has been something I have been so hyped up about, because like I didn't even watch her. Like, I barely started watching, and I just, like, I've seen her work. Like, she's one of those wrestlers that I watch promos of and I take notes of.
AJ was my favorite back then. Out of everybody, out of all the divas, she was absolutely my favorite.
Like, AJ Lee's one of the greatest. There's just something about
her. Yeah, honestly. I love her. And I think she is, like, kind of widely regarded as probably one of the best, women's wrestlers ever. Best
divas champion of all time.
Right, so that's kind of, I mean, AJ Lee coming back would be interesting. Sasha Banks, Jade Cargill possibly entering the Royal Rumble. Bayley, when she took her number, looked like she got a number she wasn't really happy with. Maybe it's number one.
Oh, tell them what you were talking about yesterday about Dakota and damage control.
Okay. So guys, as you know, here on the podcast, we dive into theoreticals. We let our theological side run rampant. So as we're watching SmackDown yesterday, we've all seen damage control slowly start to ice out Bayley.
Yeah.
Bayley tries to celebrate it with them. Io, Asuka, Kyrie, and Dakota are celebrating. They're kind of ignoring Bayley, giving her the cold shoulder. Bayley, you know, really looks like the odd man out. I asked you a question yesterday while we were watching. Dakota Kai is cleared for wrestling.
She's supposed to be clear today.
The Kabuki Warriors just won the
Women's Tag Team Championship.
Io Sky's the women's champion.
Easily.
What's Bayley's prophecy that she's trying to fulfill?
That Bayley's going to win the Royal Rumble.
And that
she's going to fight Rhea Ripley and take the title from her.
And then Dakota, Damage Control will have
all the gold. Like,
Bayley wants Damage Control to have all the gold. It looks like Dakota, the Kabuki Warriors, and Asuka, the Empress, are starting to cold shoulder and ice out Bayley.
Even though Bayley literally created them.
Even though Bayley created Damage Control.
But that's why people are saying Sasha's coming back, because Sasha's gonna come and be with Bayley, and then along with Cora and JC being hinted into joining Damage Control for the past couple
days. Does Bayley get jumped tonight and lose her spot in the Royal Rumble? Does Bayley get turned on tonight by Damage Control? Does Dakota take her spot and enter the Royal Rumble at number one, at number two? Does Dakota make herself a superstar tonight? Man, does Dakota win the Royal Rumble?
Man, I love
Dakota Kai is a Triple H girl through and through. Triple H has believed in Dakota from the beginning. He, I think, if I'm not mistaken, has vouched for Dakota Kai multiple times. And I believe he is the reason she came back at SummerSlam when she came back.
Yeah, she said so that the night or the day of SummerSlam, he messaged her and said, hey, we want you back. You think you can be here tonight?
All I'm saying, guys, is Dakota Kai's mic work is impeccable.
For sure.
Her ring skills are incredible. Her look
is incredible.
And she's universal because she's Australian. You know, she speaks to an American audience, to a European audience. You know,
she's also Samoan. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, so I would keep my eyes on Dakota Kai tonight.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I don't have any, I'm not reading nothing. Nobody read anything that's making me say, oh, I think Dakota's, I mean, obviously, they're just icing Bayley out. Does it happen? Yes or no? But I'm a huge fan of Dakota Kai. I could just be fantasizing, romanticizing this idea in my head, trying to bring it to reality. You know, maybe it doesn't happen, but they're severely icing Bayley out of that little mix, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Jade Cargill, Becky Lynch, Bayley. I would like to see Damage Control get all the gold, whether it's Dakota, whether it's Bayley who finishes that story. I want to see it. I like the fact that the theme of this year is finish the story. There's a lot of people trying to finish their story.
A lot of people.
Shout out to the WWE 2K24 game. Guys, you could go buy that now. That is out anywhere that you could buy video games. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the superstar mode is like based around that. Or like, is there
based
a mode?
On finishing? I think it's
is there like a finish my story mode or something?
They haven't like revealed that, but no. They said that this year...
The trailer
year,
was crazy.
Yeah. That this year's WWE game is going to be like one of the best.
That's what I heard too.
I'm so excited.
That's what I heard too. Shout out to the WWE for changing course on things, because things had gotten really bad. Things had gotten really stale and things had gotten really predictable, and wrestling is so much better now.
For sure.
For everybody all around. So shout out to the WWE. Guys, Women's Royal Rumble. I want Dakota Kai to win.
I don't know. There's
don't you go with the same thing, because we already agreed on everything else.
I know I'm not gonna go.
Okay,
the same thing
I'm going
as you.
Dakota.
I think.
Or Sasha. Sasha, please come back, bro. We need you back already. Mercedes, Sasha, please. Just somebody.
Please. I think, as much as my heart tells me, go for Becky. Because I'm pretty sure I've said this in a past podcast, that nobody can ever make me root against Becky. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be Bayley.
You think Bayley's going to finish? She's gonna finish her story and have Damage Control win all the gold?
Man, I don't even... I'm going to go for Becky. Not Bayley. I'm going to go for Becky.
I'm going for... Sure. Guys, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know, because I don't know who's in the match. So I'm gonna go with my guess, and I'm gonna say that what I think is gonna happen is gonna happen. I think Dakota's gonna turn on Bayley. I think she's gonna enter the Rumble in her place. And Mia said that she thinks Sasha's gonna come back. Maybe it's not Dakota, because maybe Sasha does come back, joins Bayley, fights off Damage Control, and you know what I'm saying? Maybe they do something there, or whatever the case, but who knows, man? Because I have no idea.
I have no idea either. Last year, it was easy. Rhea Ripley, Cody Rhodes. This year, it's like, you don't know. Because at first, when like I heard Liv was coming back, I was like, it's going to be Liv. Liv's going to come back. She's going to win it all. She's going to fight Rhea, finish that little feud that they have. Then it was Becky saying, oh, like, the last time you broke my face, I won the whole thing. And I main evented WrestleMania, blah, blah, blah. Then it was Bayley coming up with everything, like getting leaked and everything, saying, oh, Bayley's gonna win the Royal Rumble. She's been hinting at it, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Especially that promo she cut last night.
That promo she cut was a great promo.
Like, and then, like, there's so many possibilities. I think I'm gonna stay with, like, Becky, I think. Because why not? Becky's my girl. She was my first favorite female wrestler. And she's going to stay my favorite female wrestler for probably the rest of the time I'm watching wrestling.
There's so much to talk about. There's so many people that it could be. There's so many, like, who could it possibly be at the end of the day when it comes to not knowing 25 of the 30 people that are going to be in the Women's Royal Rumble? You know what I mean? Like, we have no idea who's going to show up. So it's hard to say this is who's going to be it when you only know 5 people. I will tell you this, though. I will say that, I will say that Bayley, as we talked about, delivered a hell of a promo on Friday. And it was so good that I want to play it, you know, for everybody to hear. It is 2.5 minutes. Y'all can just bear with us and just listen. I mean,
yeah.
At this point, we're 53 minutes in. I mean, you know, we're in here. We have one more match to talk about and we'll get to it, but... Bayley delivered a hell of a promo. It made me a believer. It made me believe. So let's hear that promo.
Whenever I find myself looking for that next step to take, I end up here. And if these walls can talk, the stories they would tell you, good stories, bad stories, they tell you about all the times I almost gave it all up. But they'd also tell you stories about all the times that I stepped up. Before I became a Grand Slam champion, before I became a double champion.
She's won every title in WWE.
And when the rest of the world stopped inside these walls, I had it all. Until I didn't. And then I spent months inside this building rehabbing an injury when the rest of the world was out there creating new history, and that bothered me because I wanted to create history. I wanted to create something of my own, something that's never been done. And what I was craving was right in front of my eyes. Sky and Dakota Kai, two women that I've known for a very long time, two women that were desperate and anxious to get out of these walls and create history of their own. And the vision of damage control was born. I had a vision of damage control taking over WWE, and that's exactly what we did.
The tag team titles for the second time, the Genius in the Sky, this money.
So good that Kairi Sane came all the way back from Japan to align herself with us.
Now the statement is being made.
And then we became so dangerous that the Empress Asuka knew that with us, she would be unstoppable.
This spells trouble for the women's division.
And tonight, we're going to prove that again when the Kabuki Warriors win the WWE Women's Tag Team Championships. And tomorrow night, I am going to win the Royal Rumble. And then I'm going to challenge Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania. And I'm going to win the gold. And then everything I said from day one is going to be true when Damage Control holds all the gold. Because between these walls, my visions are always true. And it's not a story. It's destiny.
I swear, after seeing that, I believe that Bayley was going to win. I want Bayley to win. If you ask me, I don't see a problem at all with Damage Control holding all the gold.
Literally.
Go ahead.
Becky. Bayley.
By the way, the Kabuki Warriors did win the championships back last night, as she said in that video package. But so now Kairi and Asuka have the tag team championships. Io has the women's championship, and Bayley wants the world heavyweight championship. Go finish your story, Pamela. Go do it. I want to see it. Shout out to Bayley. Bayley's my pick over Becky. I think there's more juice to be squeezed out of that story. I don't know if you're going to agree with me or if you still want to stay with Becky.
I think it's going to be Becky. I just saw a thing that said Bayley, if she wins, and she'll be like the first Hispanic woman to main event WrestleMania.
Bayley?
Yeah.
Shout out to Pamela.
Guys, she took my thing, guys. That was supposed to be me.
Yeah. So, heck? I'm going to go with Bayley.
I'm going Becky.
So, my three are Dakota if she jumps Bayley out, Sasha if she comes back, and Bayley.
Yeah, same with me. Like, Liv, Becky, Bayley.
And AJ.
I love AJ.
So, all right. Main event.
Men's
Royal Rumble, or actually just the main event of what we're talking about, because I don't know. It could be first, could be middle, could be last.
Do this.
Let's not even talk about everybody else. Let's not even waste our time on Bobby Lashley, Damian Priest.
Nobody cares.
Who, anybody else that's in it, because I think the only two people that anybody is going to be talking about and anybody needs to talk about,
it's going to be CM Punk
and Cody Rhodes. Does Cody Rhodes become one of the first, one of only four superstars ever to win the Royal Rumble back-to-back years? If you ask me, that would be one of the most epic outcomes of tonight. Would be for Cody to join that list, because who's on that list? It's Stone Cold.
It's Stone Cold.
And twice, right?
Yeah, Stone Cold won 2 years in a row. Shawn Michaels won 2 years in a row. I think it row. Hulk Hogan was another one, I think.
And then it would be Cody.
Cody.
That's a list of people to join right there. And that would be very, very big for Cody's career right there. How you put CM Punk in a Royal Rumble and don't plan on making him win, I have no idea.
Only haters would.
I have no idea how you're going to put that dude in a Rumble and not have him win. So, making me choose between my two Mount Rushmore goats in wrestling history, which is the American Nightmare, my favorite gimmick of all time, and CM Punk, my favorite wrestler of all time?
I think CM Punk, because I've been with CM Punk ever since he got fired from AEW. I've been on CM Punk's side since the whole world turned against
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, me too.
Let's be real.
100% me too. But I was with Cody in this, through the same thing. When everybody wanted to turn Cody heel and everybody turned on Cody because he wouldn't turn heel, I liked Cody. I liked the American Nightmare. This is one of the... We've said it a couple times. We've had a couple. It was the Roman Cody fight. I don't remember which the other one was, but Brock. This is Brock and Roman. And this one is... This one's hard, and it's not even a championship match. It's a rumble. Cody or CM Punk? I can't even think about the amount of things that could happen to spin off stories off of them being in there. Who they gonna beef with if they don't win the rumble? But between Cody and CM Punk, do I want to see Cody go to WrestleMania and face Roman again?
No.
Or do I want to see CM Punk win and go try to face off against Seth Rollins? I'm not going to lie, Seth Rollins versus CM Punk, that's going to be the better promo battle.
But let's talk about like Gunther being in there. How Gunther wants to fight Seth. Said himself that he's going to win the Royal Rumble
on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, on Sunday. And that he was going to go to WrestleMania, fight Seth, target his knee and his back to become world heavyweight champion.
You're right. Gunther, I forgot about Gunther, because Gunther, if anybody in that match is going to cause problems, and if anybody could win it just off of pure fact that he is that dude. Gunther is that dude. Like, it last year, what, an hour and a half in the Royal Rumble from the number two spot?
The whole time.
The entire time, and he had an epic battle against Cody Rhodes. Maybe Cody finishes the story against Gunther. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? But I would want... The back-to-back Rumble championship... Rumble wins would be cool for Cody. I feel like it would be predictable, though.
Yeah.
I feel like if Cody wins, it's like, okay, he's going to finish his story at WrestleMania.
Yeah. I think it's CM
Punk. If CM Punk wins, opens up a whole lot of possibilities for everything outside of Roman, outside of him and Seth. Like, it leaves the entire board clear. But damn, just throwing Cody down and down and down after promising him everything whenever he came back. It's going to be tough to see, and I hope that he can find his way back. But that pec injury did really ruin his momentum when he came back.
The thing is, if they have CM Punk win, which is probably most likely to happen, mm-hmm. since like he's probably the biggest talk in there, other than Cody, they'll have Cody find Roman somehow. Yeah. They're not just going to have him just forget about it like they did, where they had him lose against Brock, lose against Roman, then have him fight Brock and Shinsuke and find his way back.
So when he fought Brock, I actually thought that was a good way to pick up his story from WrestleMania. Him fighting Brock was actually one of my favorite feuds too of the year. I'm not gonna lie, that was an incredible feud. I don't know what's gonna happen with Brock Lesnar. I don't know if his career is over in the WWE. We can't really even talk about it because
he's retiring next year.
Right? Yeah. So, shout out to Brock Lesnar for putting over Cody Rhodes before he left, because he really did. Like, I've never seen Brock sell for nobody the way he sold for Cody. And I thought they were going to be a team. I thought it would have been pretty cool to see that as well, you know, before the whole turn. But, you know, I guess it had to be done when it had to be done. But, yeah, if he does get to the main event, if he does get to WrestleMania and he loses to Brock, if he loses to Roman, do they forget about him? Do they pick his story back up immediately, have him chase Roman till SummerSlam, etc.?
I think by the time that happens, if they have him fight Roman for a third time, people will get bored of it.
But I mean, like, Roman versus Rhodes 3 trilogies are a thing.
Yeah, but WWE fans.
Seth Yeah, you're right. But Seth and Cody went 5 times. Or how many times?
Like 3-4. I love that feud.
No, they definitely went 5, right? Because probably 4 because the Hell in a Cell was 3 WrestleMania. Times?
Backlash.
WrestleMania Backlash.
The Cell match.
The Cell match.
That was their last match.
That was it? Okay, yeah, so they went a trilogy. So I wouldn't doubt Roman and Cody goes 3. I don't know if they would do it at back-to-back WrestleManias, but I know for a fact they would do it at they would do the third one at a SummerSlam. They would do it at a maybe Rumble, maybe Crown Jewel, etc. But I think Roman has too much to do. I don't even know if he's gonna lose at WrestleMania, so it doesn't really even matter who wins today. Roman's sucking the life out of us over here with that, but that title run's epic. We're gonna stick with it. If that's the case, if my options are Cody Rhodes trying to finish the story and Roman winning, or seeing CM Punk chase Seth, I've gone with Cody every single time.
Every single
time. Damn. Is my streak going to have to be broken today? Because I think
I ain't breaking mine.
Well, like you said, she said, all I know, like you said, if he doesn't win the Rumble, they're not going to forget about him. He's going to find his way back to Roman somehow. So that's what I hope happens. I want CM Punk to win tonight because it's CM Punk, bro. He's back in the WWE. Like, you didn't bring him back just to sell his shirts. I know that, you know? So, and I want to see Cody go chase Roman, you know, and eventually hopefully get that matchup. We get Rock Roman next year. That's what I want to see. I want to see Cody win the role. I want to see Cody finish the story, but I don't know how it's going to happen. I genuinely don't.
One way or another.
This is the first time in wrestling, in watching wrestling since I was like a kid, that I genuinely didn't know what would happen with a lot of the things that are going on. We got used to being spoon-fed exactly what was going to happen. I don't know anymore. So we'll figure it out when it comes. I'm going CM Punk for the men's Royal Rumble. I'm going Bayley for the women's. I'm going Logan Paul over Kevin Owens, and I'm going Roman Reigns to win the Fatal 4-Way over Randy, LA Knight, and AJ Styles.
And then I'm going CM Punk, Becky, Logan, and Roman as well.
All right, guys. So, hey, this is the end of this episode. Mia, huh? before we say bye, guys, we have some big news. This is our 97th episode of the podcast. Wait, or 95th. This is our 95th episode of the podcast. Matter of fact, I'm going to have to check it. Mia, talk a little bit. Talk about whatever you want. Tell people where they can follow you on Instagram, also on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Y'all guys can follow me if y'all want, like, wrestling information or just, like, theories and stuff or just want to see wrestling stuff. You can follow me on Instagram at BigTimeMiaGrace. Also our Justice for KP campaign.
Justice for KP campaign. Go ahead, talk about it.
Just the other day I had the heartbreaking news of Kevin Patrick being released, which I swear all you Kevin Patrick haters asked for it. All of y'all went and DM Triple H and said, get rid of this dude. Y'all said y'all guys could replace him with a bag of chips, bro. Y'all are so toxic.
They probably traded it. I mean, they probably released him and bought a new dryer or something. Like, shout out to KP, man. We were fans of KP.
I loved him.
We feel partly responsible because we started the Justice for KP campaign at the beginning of Mia's career. And 12 episodes later, we didn't follow up. We didn't finish it. We didn't. So sorry, KP. You're more than welcome to come on the show. We could talk about it. You know what I'm saying? If you got anything you want to get off your chest, big dog. So, guys, this is the 95th episode of the podcast. We are 5 episodes away from the 100th episode of the podcast. For being a small podcast, 100 episodes in 2 years, that's an accomplishment in every sense of the way. So, guys, thank you for always tuning in. Thank you for supporting everybody who has tuned in over the last 2 years. Everybody that will continue to tune in. Tonight is the Royal Rumble at 7 o'clock, 8 Eastern. For those of you guys on the Eastern, wherever you guys, I'm not really sure how time zones are work, so I'm not going to get into it. but you guys can find it on Peacock in the United States. Anywhere else, you can find it on the WWE Network. And yeah, we can't wait. We're excited. Again, a lot of fun things going to happen tonight. This is the second biggest event of the year after WrestleMania. And I don't think it's going to disappoint. A lot of people are expecting it not to disappoint.
If it's like SummerSlam.
I was about to say, please, 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 please don't let us be overhyping this thing for it to fall flat on its face. Because we overhyped SummerSlam.
Just for it to suck, bro.
We hyped SummerSlam up so high and we were disappointed. It was a regular show, but I think they knew that.
Yeah.
I think they had put together a few fire shows that were like off-brand shows, and SummerSlam, they were like, okay, well, we're going to take a break. But this is not the show to do that. This is not the show to do that. Give us a fire show. Make it the best show of the year, even though it's only January. Let's start the year off right. Let's start the road to WrestleMania off right. So, guys, you guys can follow, like I said, follow Mia. Where can they find you on Instagram again?
Can find me on Instagram at, here, let me make sure I got it right, because I have, yeah, Big Time Mia Grace. Then you can follow me at on Facebook. It's Mia Grace Signs. Just
and Mia Made It as
and
well.
And Mia Made It.
You can follow her page and you can follow her group on Facebook at Mia Made It. You can also follow her Instagram. Don't forget to do the underscores because won't find you.
It's literally underscore after every word.
So it's Big underscore Time underscore Mia underscore Grace. Underscore at the end?
No.
No. Okay. So no underscore at the end. And also you can find me on you can find me on Instagram at DiggyBruh. That's DiggyBruhh. Or at Designed iGifted. That's DesignedIGifted.
Does or follow the podcast me. Have an Instagram?
The podcast does have an Instagram as well. I forgot. Signs and Sports Podcast on an Instagram as well. Guys, we're everywhere. So, you know, y'all know us. We're out here working. Also, go follow on www.dayonevibes.com. You know, and y'all can find me where I'm even more active on Facebook at Designed Individually Gifted. You can follow our pages at Gifted and Gorgeous, at Day One Vibes, Designed Individually Gifted, God is Fixing Things Every Day, Gifted by Design, Future American Leaders of Texas, the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, and Mia Made It. So thank you for tuning in to the 95th episode of the podcast. Enjoy the Rumble tonight. Enjoy your Saturday. Everybody be careful. And yeah, from the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, and anywhere that you find your podcasts, we'll catch you on the next one.
The realest underground entertainment, TRUE, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the realest underground entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the realest underground entertainment. Get at your boys.
Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rilo of the realest underground entertainment. Rilo. Get at your boy Rilo at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at Rilo361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rilo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Superstar producer Chach with the Heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need. The one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat. On YouTube at Chach with the Heat. On Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment.